Good morning, Bill. K4RM Mobile.
Hold on 1 second. I've got to put my seatbelt on here. Okay, Fred, I guess you're on your way to work.
Correct. That ugly four-letter word starts with a W and ends with a K. What about you? What you doing out this morning?
Okay, the Y. This morning I got water fitness. But got up at daybreak and had a couple cups of coffee and then walked Toby, our normal route. Came back and now I'm headed over to the Y. Got a bunch of things. I probably won't be home till about 1:30 today. Got lots to do.
Good, that keeps you busy. Mayor did water aerobics when she was pregnant with Ben. She really enjoyed it. That's good for the body. It helps all systems, so to speak.
And I can tell it when I'm finished. Even the next day, I guess part of that is just advanced age, but it really, it's a complete workout. And some of it depends on what they're doing for that particular session. There's one instructor that's really, really good. She's supposed to be there this morning for two sessions, but there's one in particular that's kind of a waste of time going with her. She just goes up there and tells you what to do. She needs to be in the water aerobics herself. I hate to say that, but that's true.
I mean, well, whenever Mary did it, of course, she was a lot younger then, and she was the youngest person in the class. Most of the people were probably north of 50, maybe even north of 60. But she was in her, I guess, late 20s, early 30s. But she really enjoyed it, and it took a lot of pressure off the things that, you know, that pregnancy will do to the body. But anyway, that ought to be fun. Hope you have a good session.
Well, I'm kind of the same way, not because I'm younger. I'm probably older than most at this point. But I would say probably the average age in there was somewhere in the mid-60s to 70. But, you know, I look around and I think, well, me and the other girls today are having a good time.
Well, it doesn't matter the makeup of the class. The fact is that you can enjoy it. Is that why close to your house?
They call it the Adams Mill program place. It takes me about 15 minutes to get there. That's not too bad. And then after that, I go get a haircut. So I'm not sure how long I'll attend both classes or one and a half classes or what I'll do, but anyway, I go to both of them. It's about 2 hours. And then at 11 o'clock, I've got a haircut appointment, and I'm meeting a couple of my friends, radio friends, W4RCW and W4OSS. For lunch, and after that, I gotta go over to do some shopping. Just stuff like I gotta get some Rain-X for my windshield washer, get silly stuff like that. Go to Home Depot, get some switches. But by the time you finish, it's the day's gone. Over.
What you mean? Well, tell I believe it's Kevin W4. OOS or OSS, I can't remember. I met him. I used to talk to him on another repeater, but I hadn't seen him in a long time. He came to Greenwood one time when I was down there and looked at my hex beam setup that I had down there. He drove down to my dad's house one day. We had a nice visit. That was a number of years back, but tell him I said hello.
Yeah, he's on Simplex a lot. 5-2 simplex. That matter of fact, on 2 meters, that's what he monitors. He's not on repeaters much anymore. And his name is Kim, K-I-M, Kim. And he's still just using wires. He never did put a hex beam or anything up.
Kim, I've got his name mixed up. Well, I don't know that he was necessarily going to put a hex beam up, but he was just curious to see what I had. I had it on a 40-foot tower down there in Greenwood that Jack put up for me, and it worked very well. I had a good time with that station. But anyway, I'll be good. I'm fighting traffic here. There's a lot of road construction. I'm on Highway 81, Anderson Highway, and they got road construction going on, so it just slows you down.
Yeah, that's aggravating, especially when you're on a schedule. You got to be somewhere at a certain time. I went to my brother's place in Cowpens and got his, helped him, the two of us, but I took my launcher and everything, got his 80-meter off center fit dipole up pretty high, 45, 50 feet, I guess, at the center. It's kind of an inverted V type setup. Got that going, dug a couple holes for his, the mounts for his two verticals. But on the way home, there was a huge accident on 85, as usual. And I had gotten on 85 to go south to go home, which is the fastest way if there's not an accident. But my goodness, I had to get off, backtrack, go north on 85 and get on I-26 to get home. I tell you, I hate that road.
I mean, I avoid it at all costs. In fact, that's one of the reasons that I take Highway 81 into Greenville. I don't use I-85 at all unless I just absolutely have to, because every day there's an accident somewhere, sometimes multiple accidents. So, you know, you just have to live with that. Well, I'm going up on the hill this weekend, and I'll check out that adapter for the monitor. I'll let you know how that works.
See how it works. I'm expecting it to work. I just couldn't remember the VGA cable, you know, that went from the, I think it's an HDMI to a VGA adapter you had. I just couldn't remember what that cable is from the monitor over to the HDMI adapter. So hopefully that'll work on this one.
Well, we've got time to remedy it before the next contest, so anyway, we'll see. hope it'll get a little rain. We're dry up there. I had to run up there last Sunday afternoon just briefly, just for a quick visit, and it was very, very dry. So I'm hoping we've gotten some rain up there this week to kind of tamp down all the dust.
Yeah, you know, in the back of my mind, I always think, well, you know, it's the mountain, and they always, if anybody's going to get some rain, they'll probably get it up there, but that's not always true. Lane and I would like to drive on the parkway, but it's been a couple of years since we've been up there. I'm going to have to just take a day during the middle of the week, and I was looking at something here, but just take a day off and then enjoy it. Usually it's pretty green there. Tuesday afternoon after I got home on that large detour, we had a gully washer come through. It was one of the localized storms, but it probably lasted 10, 15 minutes, and it just soaked everything, so right now, our yard is nice and green, over.
Well, mine's green because I've been watering it every day at my home in Piedmont because it's so dry out there. But, talking about rain in the mountains, you normally expect to get a lot, which compared to here, they do get a lot up there. But it can be raining two mountains over, but not on your mountain. So, it's kind of, sometimes it's kind of selective. So you just don't know. But it has been unusually dry up there for the last few weeks. So I think there's some prediction over the weekend to get some. So hopefully we'll make up for some of that shortfall here shortly.
That time. Tell you what, there's hardly a cloud in the sky here when I look around. I'm over here in Simpsonville right now. Not too far from the Y. And I'll have plenty of time to get there, change clothes. I was kind of rushing around. Were you able to get that Y adapter for the headphones?
I got that. I got the adapter for the monitor, and I got a external keyboard, so we should be set next time.
Well, I tell you what, your station's come a long way since the first time I saw it. It's really worked very good. I looked at the results from the IARU, and we're right in the middle of the top and the bottom for our category, and I think we really did pretty good. The guys that really slammed it were mostly CW or all CW. But I think we really did good. I certainly had a good time over.
And the radio was fun, but the eating and fellowship was as much fun, if not more. I brought some of that brisket home, and we laid into it and put it to rest.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I kept looking for all my breakfast rolls that was left over. Once I got them, I said, man, I must have left them, or somebody decided they liked them better than I did. Well, about a week later, when I was talking to Jim on the phone, he said, you know those breakfast rolls that you had? I said, yeah, I was looking for those. He says, well, I ate them. And he says, you left them in the back on the floorboard behind the front passenger seat. And he says, I figured you didn't want them to get stale, so I just ate them.
I was about to say, somebody made good use of them. I know I didn't see them when I left. I stayed for a while after y'all left and kind of finished straightening up, and I didn't see anything left. So, well, at least they got put to good use.
And after he said that, I remembered I put them there. So, that's all right. You know, I haven't lost any weight because of it.
I mean, well, it was a good time, and we'll see how our score comes out in the end. But I'm looking forward to the next one. In fact, Mary asked me last night when the next one was, and I told her, and it does not interfere with her birthday, which is in October. So as long as we can steer clear of that, we got clear sailing.
Let's see, that's a Scorpio, I think. My birthday is in October 13th. But we're not talking about birthdays anymore.
Well, it really doesn't matter. It's just a number anyway, correct?
I don't want to think about it. But I'm always glad that I have another one.
That's a good thing. But, you know, the number is, it's all relative. Relative to how you feel and your attitude about life, I think.
Well, I'm coming up here at the Y, and okay. During the summer, at least the days that I come over here, they have camp. You know, they have soccer camp. They have all kinds of camps, I guess, where these kids do things. And they have part of the parking lot blocked off, and sometimes it makes it a little hard. It's almost like mama's taking the kids to school. There's always a line over here, at least when I show up. By the time I leave, though, that's not the case. But I'm glad glad, you know, they have good activity, so glad to see all the kitties and the mamas over here. All right, I'll say 73. You have a great day at work, if there's such a thing. I guess some days are better than others. And tell Mary hi. Always appreciate her letting us use the cabin up there. 73 is N4AQ.
Simon, I just pulled up at the office myself, so you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. N4IQ, this is K4RM Mobile. I'll be clear.
4HKX, KB2HXS. HKX, KB2HXS. Here, KB2HXS listening.
HXS, W4THAW Mobile.
Morning, Dave.
Good morning. Just doing my Thursday morning trip to the transfer station. How are you?
I'm good. I've got to go do, I don't want to call it an emergency install, but I got to do an install for a nice lady that the system is down, and she's 91 years old, so I'm on my way to her house right now to get it going.
Well, I know she'll be glad to see you when you arrive.
Yeah, someone's going to help me for a couple of hours to get it changed out, and, you know, I told her if he does that, then I'll take care of him and I'll take care of her bill a little bit, you know. Help her out as much as I can.
Is that a long drive from where you are?
Oh, heck no. No, actually, she lives right around the corner from me, right down by the Ingalls, down there on 290.
Hey, I'm just off of 101 now, going north. So you live in and around Highway 290, huh?
Well, I'm up off of 14. If you take Taylor's Road, you know where the Davis Peach Farm is. You take Taylor's Road up across 14. I'm in that neighborhood up there.
I used to go over there quite a bit. Not as much anymore, but I used to. So I know where that is. Well, good deal. So Jimmy's further away from me than you are.
Other side of Wade Hampton.
That's the neighborhood. He lives in the neighborhood I grew up in.
Okay, well, I'm talking about Jimmy N4MMW, right?
Say again?
Sorry, I spoke too fast. We're talking about Jimmy N4MMW, correct?
Affirmative. He's the one that races the RC boats.
That's correct. Yep. Jimmy's got the RC, but man, tell you what, he's got some money in them boats. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, but they're nice, and they're fun. And they don't, they do crash, I guess, into the bank every now and then, or into each other, and they could sink, but not near as fragile, I guess you say, as airplanes. When an airplane falls out of the sky unexpectedly, it's usually disastrous.
That's correct. There's not enough glue in the world to put it back together again. You got to start from scratch.
Well, I've done that before and won't do it again, but because it turned out to be too heavy. So you can glue them back together even if it's like a jigsaw puzzle, but they're so heavy with all that glue in them, it's not worth it.
Yeah, my uncle was into the RC planes, and I don't know if he's still doing it or not. He's up in his 80s, but yeah, I know Steve and them. I guess you too. You guys all get together with those airplanes. I've been threatening to come out, but I don't know.
Well, that's one thing you see people doing well up into their 80s, flying airplanes. They can still do it. It's just the older you get, the bigger your airplane is, so that you can see it. The little ones are hard to see from far away. You need those young eyeballs to pick them out, the little fast ones. But the big slow ones are easy to fly, even for us old-timers.
Careful now. I resemble that remark. KN4VWA.
Did you hear some noise on the repeater, Dave? I'm sorry. I missed something.
I heard something sound like a swarm of bees or something. I don't know. I don't know what that was. But if I'm gone all of a sudden, it's because it's a Thursday, and Thursday I don't usually have to wait at the transfer station. I'll just back in. So if somebody's talking and I'm backing in, I won't be there for a round. Go ahead, pick up Steve, W4DJW.
Hey guys, just wanted to say good morning. How's everybody doing? And I tell you what, hey, I got those new prescription sunglasses, Dave. I'll be flying for a long time.
Yeah, you'd be giving us a hard time for a long time too.
You kind of flying as you get older. It's the fast, small kind is hard to do as you get older. Well, it looks like I have to wait at least one round. There's only three people here, and I'm the third. And it's a two bay door. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, speaking of flying, are we going to get out one day this coming week or even this weekend?
No, tomorrow, as Friday, is my 27th anniversary, so got to do whatever she wants to do on that day. But maybe if we don't take off and head anywhere, then yeah, over the Saturday would be good.
All we got to do is get Dave out there, because I've been trying to recruit him, but he just, I don't know. I think he knows that if we get him out there one time, he'll be hooked. So, yeah, just let me know if you want to try to get out there Saturday morning, and, you know, we'll just... Oh, have y'all heard that we're supposed to actually get rain on Saturday and Sunday?
Have you heard? And we gotta help you spend all that money you're making with all those all this heat wave. Affirmative.
Making that kind of money. I'm not like some of these big companies screwing people. I mean, getting into people's pockets.
Handle it, baby. You can handle it. So, anyhow, the first step is to get you out there. You going to come with us?
I'll get you back in a little bit, W4DJW.
This day?
What?
Said possibly Saturday morning, but I'm thinking one day next week, early in the morning, before it gets screaming hot.
I might. I got to see what's happening at the house, and you know, I got some customers I got to take care of. I got possibly another install next week if the guy's system finally goes down. But we'll see. Right now, I'm concentrating on my customer here, trying to get backed into where I got to do this.
Yep. Well, hey, the repeater's busy this morning. I'm surprised.
Hey, with us flapping our gums.
Is that that noise I hear in the wind out there? Boy, I tell you what.
Gums?
Popping our gums.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I don't mean to be rude here, but I'm trying to back into right in the back of this nice lady's house here without too much of a problem. And I think I'm good right here. Yeah. I will catch you later, Steve.
Just want to say, hey, it's more than 73s. And don't back into her house. And just back up there to where, you know, you can get a little work done. Oh, 73s, K4, VWA, clear. Dave, I'll talk to you soon.
Later, Steve. KB2HX, that's clear.
JW, mobile again.
KB2HXS had to bail on us. He's backing into his customers. He said he was backing into his customer's house. So I told him, don't do that.
What a way to empty his pockets with airplane money. He's got too much. He's making too much money with all this heat wave stuff going on.
Well, he mentioned the other day he wants to buy himself a John boat. I reminded him that a John boat is nothing more than a hole in the water that you fill with money.
Best days about buying a boat are the day you buy it and the day you sell it. Everything else in between is misery.
I speak from experience on that. Well, so, what are you up to today, boss?
Hard on doing my waste management detail. So I just finished that. Maggie and me, she's sitting beside me, trying to get her to get out a little bit more. She doesn't like leaving the house unless I make her. But she's getting better at it. She's looking out the window as we're driving around and starting to where she doesn't tremble near as long when we take a trip in the car. But other than that, I'll probably just be doing some programming later on unless we decide to go out and eat or something.
Oh, I got to grab this and figure it out. I'll be back in just a minute. K4 VWA, clear.
right, see you in a little while. W4DJW Mobile.
WKO4LAO.
Hey, Jim, how are you? I thought of you when I was in Raleigh the other day. I pulled on the Grisby Drive. I thought, hey, I know him.
Thoughts?
It was. I was going to my daughter's house. That's always happy.
Well, I owed you a phone call, and we've been busy with work trying to get our curriculum up to speed here, but I'm waiting on those guys that are supposed to be doing this program to get back with us about what they're going to do. So that's kind of where we are on that. So you've been doing any flying lately? Over?
A little bit, not a whole lot. Did you get the email from AMA on September the 16th? I guess you're fully up to speed on that, huh?
What's in the email?
So that's when back in 2020, they said in September 16th of 2022, the rule goes into effect that you have to identify yourself with, radio waves when you're flying. Both the transmitter and the airplane have to be identified. So that rule goes into effect for everywhere except for like AMA sanctioned fields, but the AMA sanctioned field, AA hasn't finished defining the criteria for that. So our club is trying to become one of those fields that you don't have to have your RFID going while you're flying. But the FAA is kind of slack on that. So anyway, something's got to give by September the 16th or we can't fly anymore.
Somebody at the FAA here recently, and they're waiting on that advisory circular 97 Charlie, I think it's going to be the latest revision on recreational flying. But I was under the impression that September 16th date was for the manufacturers had to be producing remote ID modules internally within their drones that they made, and it was September of 2023 that the individuals had to comply. And if you didn't do that, then the FRIAs, the federally recognized identification areas, you had to fly in that.
23 dates. I didn't understand what that was all about. I didn't pay much attention to 2023, but I didn't think it was in 2022 that we had to do the RFID. But then Larry Templeton, you know who he is, he sent out the email and said, please read, please read, please read. And it was of an AMA thing that said, due date is drawing near, and it sent it out to all the pilots. So you might want to take a read on that just so you're not doing anything you shouldn't be doing. I mean, we can still fly, it just won't be legal.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it and bounce it off of the stuff that we've been looking at here. We just got through doing a whole revision on and making sure we were in compliance here. So I think, for recreational stuff and hobby stuff, I didn't think it applied this September, but I could be wrong, so I'll go back and take a look at that email.
All right, I'm going to do that too, because I was thinking it did. I was thinking the reason there was all the hype about it was because it did apply. But I could be wrong. They could be wrong. Anyway, I'll reread it with a little bit more attention to detail, because, yeah, we don't want to be flying illegally. I don't want to be made an example of. All right, get in the driveway, so good talking to you. Hope you enjoy your day. KO4LAO, W4DJW.
I'll landline maybe later today, and hope you have a good day programming there. W4DJW, KO4LAO, clear.
KF4NXY, David.
N4ZLK.
Again, I think everybody had gone away, had work things they had to do, and couldn't get back to the radio.
That way, I was just riding into work, listening to everybody. I talked a little bit this morning, Patrick and Ken, for a few minutes, but I haven't been on the radio since. But just wanted to say hello to you. Hope you have a good day out there.
I hope you do too. Yeah, starting off with bright sunshine, it's going to be a hot one, and I done had my two cups of coffee, so intravenously. Sometimes I think I need to do it that way. But anyway, I'm woke up and ready to go, so you have a good day too, and I'll let you go. KF4NXY.
Enjoy talking to you. Name is Shane, by the way. We talked a couple times. Not sure if I told you my name, but anyway, enjoy your day. I'm looking forward to today being over anyway. I'm going to work today. I'm taking tomorrow off, and then I'm off for a couple of weeks. So this is my Friday, and I'm really looking forward to it. You have a good day. KF4NXY and 4ZLK.
Quick question, do you fly the airplanes with the rest of them?
Maybe one day. It's always interested me, but no, not enough time right now.
And I would like to go in and watch them do it sometime if, you know, if I could figure out where and when and all that kind of good stuff. But okie doke, I'll let you go. KF4NXY.
4ZLK Mobile. 4JCA, KO4JCA, and 4ZLK. KA, sorry. KA4JCA, and 4ZLK. JCA, and 4ZLK. Okay, clear.
KWK, and 4VWA.
4ZLK.
You doing, buddy? I was on there talking to Dave a little bit earlier today, and just a few minutes ago, and I guess he destinated back home. So yeah, I had to go take a phone call. It's always fun, isn't it?
Answer.
You customers I have left appreciate the fact that I do answer my business phone readily. When the head office calls and they got an extra pickup for you, they kind of appreciate it when you answer, don't they?
Yeah, stay off your phone while you're driving, and then they call me.
No, what that is just don't answer the phone for anybody else but us. It won't get too hot out there today. What is it supposed to do today? Is it supposed to be up in the upper 90s?
Time of year, I just look at whether it's going to rain or not, if I need to take a hat or my rain jacket. But the rest of the temperature wise, it's going to be hot. I just don't even think about it.
And you rely on the weatherman to tell you whether it's going to rain or not?
I understand, you know, this time of year, there's always a chance of a thunderstorm, but they do pretty well. If there's a pretty good chance of 50 or greater percent chance, I'll at least take it with me just in case. Because I hate getting caught in the rain when I have to climb back into air condition. It's not bad when I didn't have the air condition, but now that I got the air, I don't want to be all wet when I get back in.
Right back.
Okay, mobile.